James, commiserations, mate.
Yeah.
I mean, we have to go back a long way to say how we got relegated. It wasn't this afternoon, was it? Basically.
No. I think you look at the start of the season, it was a tough ask. For us, a little bit disappointing with the first half performance. We didn't stick to the game plan. We didn't do what the plan was. We came out, we had a chat with them in the second half, and they've come and done what they were supposed to do. And we had large spells of the game where we were involved. Like we were pressing, we had good passages of play, but do you know what? Fed's fair play to them. They're a quality team.
Yeah, a good team. I mean, we had toe-to-toe with them a few times during the first half and certainly in spells during the second, but they were just too good, weren't they, going forward?
I think, if I was going to be critical of our girls, I think some of them had already kind of accepted the fact that after the Leeds, they put all this big energy into the Leeds game, didn't quite get the result. I think a few of them had kind of accepted that, we're probably going to get relegated here.
You can, based on what happened on Wednesday night, you can kind of understand that, really, because it was one last push, wasn't it?
For me, it was always going to be a massive task. We had four or five games left against massive opponents like Leeds, Durham, these teams. And it was always going to be big to try and turn that around. And we did do a good work. We give ourselves a fighting chance. For me personally, I wish we just had more time. If we had a few more weeks of training, a few more time to drill things, we probably would have got there. But we was always on a bit of a time clock.
So what happens next then, James? Because obviously we're in a kind of limbo situation, aren't we? You've stepped up and done a cracking job, if I may say. But clearly, if we're going to compete at this level, stuff needs to happen, doesn't it? Yeah. Behind the scenes and development squads and all
100%.
That.
100%. This is something I've been pushing for, is a development squad. I think it's a massive part of us having a pathway. If you look at, I think Newcastle are playing today, a lot of their girls have been playing from under-8s together. So they've come through all the way, and now you're seeing it come to fruition. These girls here, Feds, I think some of these girls have been playing together for 6-7 years. They've all kind of came through youth systems in a local area together. We need to create that pathway so that as a club, we can compete for the next 10 years at this level.
And we've seen that, haven't we, with the ball crew who turn up on Sundays. They're from different clubs, all in the local area.
Mm-hmm.
And it's about developing those relationships, and we've got this fantastic facility.
Yeah.
Obviously, we know how junior boys football works in the area with Moston Juniors and the various other teams like White Moss and stuff, but for the women's game, we've got a brilliant opportunity to be a kind of peg in it all and really grow the sport.
Yeah, we can set up our own regional centre in the area and develop this talent. There's no reason why not. We've kind of developed relationships where we've sent young players up on loan, but it's not ideal. We need to, from a young age, from what I've kind of spoke to the club about, if we can get something from 16 to 21, a development team where if they get to 21, not quite at it, then we'll send them out on loan or release them into maybe a tier 6, tier 7 team. But for us, we need to have them fresh players coming through. Listen, fair play to these girls. Ash shouldn't have played. Chelsea Flanagan shouldn't have played. Emily Marsh shouldn't have played. We've got all these players who literally, they're not either run. People say, oh, why has she not done that? Because a quad's on. She left a quad over there at the corner flag. They're in bits. But fair play to the girls. They're not actually in bad spirits there. I had a chat with them then. I said to them, I need to see a performance here. Because for me personally, I put 100% into these girls and I wanted to see it back. And I didn't see that in the first half. In the second half, I did see a better performance. But the damage is already done at that point. We already know then at that point we're getting relegated. So it's a bit of a tough one, but I'm super proud of what the girls have achieved this year.
Well, we were saying, obviously this is the first relegation for the women's team, but it's actually our second as a radio station. And
you know how to deal with it.
We've got 4 years of experience of it now where we've seen the men's section. Obviously, we've not bounced back, but we've seen a steadying of the ship, haven't we? And that's kind of what we need now from the women's section, really, isn't it? It's kind of, obviously, we'd like to bounce back first time, but it's also about...
Listen, if I was going to jump in personally and say, I think I could steady the ship if I was going to throw my name in the ring for it. I think the girls have bought into what we're doing. You've seen that from the performances. A little bit of a tough one today, but the performances against Chorley, Norton, Leeds, especially, I've not seen the girls play as good as that all year, even in games that we've won early on in the year. I think we've been brilliant the last few games, and the form has turned up, but like you say, it's always going to be difficult to come to Feds away. Last game of the season, they need a point to win the league.
It's like I say, it wasn't this game that got relegated, really. No. It was always going to be a tough ask. But, James, big commiserations. It's been thrilling, though.
Yeah,
to listen. Be fair, it is the hope that kills you. I've said that to Neil numerous times.
Yeah.
And it's true. Because,
people started believing.
There's been bright moments. There really has. especially in these closing weeks. So, mm-hmm. so thank you for that, James. And
well, hopefully next year we'll be able to do it again, mate. Hopefully, yeah, if not, I'll be up here and screaming with you.
And a promotion at the end of it. Instead, that'd be good.
Cheers,
but James.
Thank you.
Have a lovely summer,
cheers.
Mate. And
thank you.
All right.
All the best.